Welcome to Time for Nach. What progress we have made. Baruch Hashem, we are Sefer Ezra. Now, chronologically, Sefer Ezra is straight after Sefer Daniel, which is good to know. We are starting with the reign of Koresh. He's going to allow us to build the Beis HaMikdash, or rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. His successor is Achashverosh, as in the Purim story. So we are in the years of Golus, the 70 years of exile after the first Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. And we're in Golus Babel. What we're going to see is that not everyone seems to go back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild this Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting, in Nehemiah, Perek Aleph Posuk Beis, it refers to those in Eretz Yisrael as the She'iris, the remainder, those who are Nishar, implying that most people were in Bavel. It is a machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. Was it actually most people? But nevertheless, there are certainly opinions that the Jewish people are criticized for not going back en masse to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Even Ezra didn't go back initially, because he wanted to be by his Rebbe, Baruch Ben Neria's side. Interesting. We do know that even though Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, they did go back to Eretz Yisrael, but Ezra, meanwhile, stayed put. Why did they not go back to Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban, according to those who didn't, the Ramban has a piece on this. He has a Sefer called Sefer Geula. And he says, why is it, why didn't they take advantage of Koresh's permission to return and rebuild en masse? And he says the following. He says, firstly, Koresh's permission was limited to those who had previously lived in the cities of Yehuda. Interesting. That's why in Perek Zion, we're going to see that years later, Daryovesh gives further permission. As everyone can go, I guess, at that point. The Ramban says that also people were bound by an oath not to return to Eretz Yisrael en masse, to attempt to hasten the redemption. Now, what about the two tribes who did return? Well, their oath, he says, had a 70-year cap. Interesting. As we quoted before, the Ran does say, in the name of the Ramban, that by the time the Purim story happened, the majority of Jews were in Eretz Yisrael, which is interesting. Okay, that is a machlokes. We also noted once upon a time the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who said that the second Beis HaMikdash was not supposed to stand forever or for a long time. It was just supposed to be a gateway into the third Beis HaMikdash, which is why they didn't retrieve the Aron, they didn't change their language, didn't change it back. That's good to know. Now, just quickly, who was Ezra? So it's interesting, there was machlokes whether Ezra was a Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. He was definitely a Kohen. He was the Talmud of Baruch Ben Neria. Do you remember Baruch Ben Neria himself is the Talmud of Yirmiah? He came up with Eicha. He was part of the story of Eicha, effectively. Some people say that Ezra and Malachi are the same person. Others say no. Of course, if they're the same person, you've got to work out why Malachi is in Nevi'im. And what's it called? And Ezra is in Ksuvim. Ezra is absolutely lauded, praised by Chazal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kaf Aleph and Beis, says it was worthy. The Torah would have been given to Ezra. Ezra was one of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. That was the period where there was massive Jewish strife, Jewish change. They didn't know language to daven properly. And they fixed the tefillah, they made blessings over food, they various other different enactments. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola were very, very, very important. Sefer Ezra was written by Ezra. He wrote Divrei Hayamim as well, or at least a lot of it. Now, it's important to note that Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah is actually one book. What happened? A Christian printer split them. But it's funny, we followed that, but it wasn't a Jewish thing. Either way, Sefer Ezra tracks the period from the permission to build the Beis HaMikdash to the 18-year gap in the middle. They prevented the Beis HaMikdash. It's unbelievable. Ezra did pass away on Asara B'Teves, and he was buried in Bavel. Let's have a look at Sefer Ezra together. Let's start with the first parak. So here we have Koresh, who is the king of Cyrus, I think it's English. He was the king of Paras, and he was awakened, divinely awakened, to give Jewish people permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's not very clear how he was awakened. The Rabbag says it was a dream. The Malbim says it was because he learned of the downfall of Belshazzar, who boasted about the exile finishing. Nevertheless, we have the tribes of Yehuda, Binyamin, some Levim, they go back to Eretz Yisrael after Koresh is given permission. So the Ramban says these were the only tribes. But Rashi and Tosfos, it's Tosfos and Erechin, it's Rashi here in Perek Beis Posuk Samach Dalet, say that no, there were a small number of people from other tribes who went with as well. Korach gives funds for those in Yerushalayim. His personal wealth is donated to this, and he calls for donations as well. Koresh hands the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash to Sheshbazar, who is either Daniel, according to Rashi, or the Rabbag says Zerubbabel. And there are also different opinions about whether Zerubbabel and Nehemiah are the same person. It's also a bit of a machlokes. The Rabbag in Perek Beis Pasuk Beis says that Nehemiah also went to Eretz Yisrael at this point.